Welcome to English for You. I'm Mike.
And I'm Angeline.
She's Angeline.
So Mike, it's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time. Yes, it is.
Do you want to sing? That was
There's
good.
No need to be afraid.
So it's actually my favorite time of the year.
Christmas time, yeah?
Yeah.
Big what fan.
What are some things we see around Christmas time?
Snow.
Snow.
Anything else? Christmas trees.
Christmas
pictures
trees.
Of Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe beautifully decorated store windows with mm-hmm. all sorts of Christmas activities going on inside.
Anything else?
Oh, many, many, many other things. Often one of the most common things that you'll see mm-hmm. are the colors green and red.
Yeah,
those are kind of the Christmas colors, right? Mm-hmm. And you can see them in decorations. You can see them in the clothing that people wear and even in plants.
Yeah, the poinsettia.
That's right.
It's the plant with the red leaves, right?
How do you say that name?
Poinsettia.
Poinsettia.
Right?
I don't know. I've heard some people say poinsettia.
Maybe.
It's a very long name for a very beautiful plant with a beautiful red flower on a deep, dark green plant. And it looks absolutely lovely. But that's not the only thing you might see.
We might also see this wooden ornament. Let me describe it to you. It's wooden ornament.
Made of wood.
Okay.
From a tree.
And it kind of looks like a statue of a soldier.
Ah, so it's kind of standing like this.
And it has a hat, and it has eyes.
Mm-hmm. One of those old-style soldiers, right, in like the bright red uniform with
and
the big, tall hat.
Mustache.
Mm-hmm.
And its mouth, it opens like this.
Uh-huh.
And you can actually control it. Control the mouth with a lever in the back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you can make the mouth open and close using some kind of thing that you move or pull in the back. And what is this thing for?
Cracking nuts.
It's called a nutcracker.
Yeah, but I don't know
if
it really does crack nuts.
Well, I guess that's the idea. Normally a nutcracker would be something you do in your hand, but this is more of a toy. As you said, it looks like a soldier, but it also has the job of cracking nuts. And not only is it something you might see at Christmas, it was the inspiration for a very famous story that also became a very famous ballet and classical music piece. And we're going to find out all about it over the next 3 days. So let's start reading.
Reading. The Nutcracker and the Mouse King. It's Christmas Eve. Mary and Fritz are talking about the Christmas presents they want. They are both looking forward to seeing what their godfather, Drosselmeyer, will give them. He is an inventor and makes wonderful toys. Drosselmeyer arrives and gives the children a nutcracker shaped like a toy soldier. Fritz is disappointed. He thinks it's ugly and only good for breaking nuts. He breaks so many nuts with it that the nutcracker's jaw falls off. Mary is upset when she learns that it's damaged, though. Their mother says Godfather Drosselmeyer can fix it, but not until tomorrow. Mary decides to stay under the Christmas tree, hugging the nutcracker until she drops off. That night, she dreams the nutcracker and all the toy soldiers come to life and fight an army of mice. The mice are led by a huge seven-headed mouse king. The nutcracker cannot defeat the mouse king because of his missing jaw. Mary throws a shoe at the mouse king to scare it away. She wakes up feeling as though the dream were real.
Okay, so our article begins by saying, it's Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas Eve. No, that's all.
I
have nothing more for you. Christmas Eve is what? Just the day or night before Christmas, right?
December 24th is Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And our article says, Marie and Fritz are talking about the Christmas presents they want.
Aha. Uh-huh. So, of course, they're probably kids, we can guess, because kids are so excited about Christmas, especially the presents. I know my sister and I, we used to talk about it, imagine, wish, hope, and pray to get that great great Christmas gifts. And it seems these kids are quite similar, mm-hmm. but there's another thing they're excited about. It says they are both looking forward to seeing what their godfather, Drosselmeyer, will give them.
Godfather.
If you're looking forward to something or looking forward to doing something, that means you're excited about something that is going to happen in the future. So if you're going to go on holiday next week and you're really, really need that holiday, you'd be looking forward to the holiday or looking forward to going on holiday. You're excited about something, it's coming up, and you can't wait. Now, we talked about this person with a long name, Drosselmeyer.
Drosselmeyer.
I like that name.
So, who is he?
Who's Drosselmeyer?
Okay. We know he's the kid's godfather.
Yeah, that's true. So, he's a close family friend. Maybe not related by blood, like an uncle or grandfather, but a close family friend.
Right, and our article says he is an inventor.
Oh, cool.
And makes wonderful toys.
Wow.
Okay, so an inventor is a person who invents or creates new things.
Like Thomas Edison creating, you know, recorded sound or the light bulb.
Right.
For example, it says the inventor Josephine Cochran invented a machine that could wash and dry dishes. Really?
Yeah.
The dishwasher was invented by a woman.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I did not know that, but I'll remember that. Drosselmeyer, the godfather and inventor, arrives and gives the children a nutcracker
shaped like a
toy soldier. That's the one you
about.
Were talking about mm-hmm. earlier. So he gives a gift to the kids. It's a toy soldier, but it's also a nutcracker. It's two gifts in one.
Wow. Mm. It's a toy and it can do something.
It's the best gift ever.
I'm going to get that for you for Christmas.
Okay.
Okay, so like most children,
yes.
Fritz is disappointed.
Why?
He thinks it's ugly and only good for breaking nuts.
But it's a soldier. Little boys often like toy soldiers.
But it's this big.
That's true, and it doesn't really do much.
No.
It probably doesn't even have a gun or anything like that. Anyway, so Fritz, being a bit of a naughty young boy, it says he breaks so many nuts with it, crack, 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 that the nutcracker's jaw falls off. So basically, he breaks the toy. Why do we know that? Well, the jaw falls off. Earlier on, we mentioned that the jaw, or the mouth part, opens and closes to actually crack the nuts. Well, your jaw, this is your jaw. It's sort of the bottom part of your head, and it's the part that your teeth attach to, and when you chew and bite, you move your jaw up and down. So if the jaw falls off, you can't crack nuts.
It's just a
good
soldier.
Job, Fritz. Way to break the toy.
Okay, so we know how Fritz feels about the nutcracker.
Yes, he doesn't like it.
No, but what about his sister, Marie?
Yeah.
Remember, the present was given to both of them, right?
True.
Well, the article says Marie is upset when she learns that it's damaged, though.
Mm.
Okay, so we have two vocabulary words to look at in this sentence. The first one, upset, is an adjective. If you're upset, you're sad or worried because something unpleasant, something not very good, or something disappointing has happened. Let's use the word upset in an example sentence. Mom gets upset when we don't tell her the truth.
Oh, okay. So basically, if you're upset, you're not happy.
Mm-hmm.
You could be sad, you could be angry, but the point is you're not happy. And many people would be upset if something they like gets damaged. If something is damaged, D-A-M-A-G-E-D, this adjective means it's been hurt, it's been injured. We often use hurt or injured for people or living things. If you fall off your bike, you'll get hurt or you'll get injured, as would an animal, too. But with things, with objects, we often use damaged. If you fall off your bike, you might get hurt, but your bike might get damaged. It might get scratched or bent, or things will break on it.
Right.
If you crash a car, if you crack a glass, these types of things will be damaged. It's a thing, and it's been hurt. For example, we could say many homes were damaged after the strong typhoon. So I can understand that Marie would be a little bit upset with her brother Fritz. They just got this gift from their kindly godfather Drosselmeyer, and then Fritz goes and breaks it. What an annoying brother.
Bad Fritz.
Yeah, so does Marie tell on him? Does she get him in trouble?
Well, it looks like their mom is nearby.
Okay.
Because Marie doesn't have to worry.
Yeah.
Our article says, their mother says Godfather Drosselmeyer can fix it, but not until tomorrow.
Of course, I forgot he's a godfather, but he's also an inventor.
And he made it, so
he
can probably fix it.
Well, that's good. That's always nice when someone can fix a toy or something that you love that's been damaged. So the article continues by saying, Marie decides to stay under the Christmas tree, hugging the nutcracker until she drops off. Oh, what a cute little image that is. There's Marie. She's hiding under the big branches of the Christmas tree, right under there where no one can see her. She's hugging her broken nutcracker. He's been injured. He's been damaged, and she wants him to get better, so she's sort of nursing him back to good health, and she does this until she drops off. We'll get to that verb phrase in a second, but first we should mention hug. Or hugging. When you hug someone, or if you are hugging someone, or if you give them a hug, we can use it both as a verb or as a noun. It means you wrap your arms around that person because you like them, because you want to be close to them. We hug our friends, our family. We hug people when they're scared or upset, maybe. It's a way of making people feel loved and protected and that kind of thing. I like hugging my friends. I think hugs are nice.
I had a
relative once who said, I give good hugs. Hugs.
Oh, like a bear hug.
I felt that was kind of nice. So we also had a shortcut for you there, didn't we?
Yes,
about dropping
we
off.
Did. So let's take a quick break to watch our shortcut for you video.
Shortcut for you.
So this is how the word quick is different from the word quickly. Now for the word quick, you only need to change it by adding L-Y.
Oh, this is so easy.
Hey, Vina.
Yes?
Are you even listening to me? I'm trying to help you.
Sure, yeah. Fast and slow, right? I get it.
You don't even know what we're learning. Why are you dropping off like this?
I didn't drop anything. See, my book is still on the desk.
I didn't mean you dropped the book. Drop off means to start to sleep.
I guess you're right then. I'm dropping off. Or in Chinese, it means 入睡.
Can I get you a coffee?
No, I promise. I'll listen closely. Now, tell me more about opposites.
Hey, it's time for our...
Oh, I'm so sorry and embarrassed. I dropped off for a second there. I didn't have a lot of sleep last night.
No, you didn't.
I was fixing my broken toys. Anyways, let's get back to the article. So in the story, Marie, had been hugging the nutcracker. She was upset. She was hiding under the tree. And she fell asleep or she dropped off. So what happens? Well, it says, that night, she dreams the nutcracker and all the toy soldiers come to life, and they fight an army of mice.
Come to life?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you mean by come to life?
They become living, real things. So
you mean
course,
like a toy?
Exactly. They become real soldiers. They're no longer little toys. They're no longer just standing there. Now they're moving around just like people are.
Like Toy Story, right?
Exactly. Okay. Kids will often use their imaginations when playing with toys so that in their minds and their imaginations, their dolls, their little cars, their little robots or whatever come to life. And they can talk, they can move, the kids can play with them and tell stories with them. These are not living things. But by using imagination, or in a story in some magical way, these non-living things like a toy can suddenly become living. They can come to life.
Okay.
Very cool.
So this happens in Marie's dream.
In the dream,
right?
That's right, in the story.
Our article tells us more.
Okay.
It says the mice are led by a huge seven-headed mouse king.
Ugh.
A mouse with seven heads?
Oh, that's gross.
Oh, that's so gross.
That is gross. And
I wonder, where do they... Where are his heads?
Where are the heads? And then he's a king, so he wears a crown.
How many crowns does
he
have?
Need? Seven crowns, or which head? So many questions. But just imagine a giant mouse with seven heads, and not only that, but he's leading an army.
So there's like a whole bunch
other mice
behind him, right?
That's pretty scary, actually, when you think about it. But the Nutcracker and his soldiers are there to protect us. Unfortunately, the article says, the Nutcracker cannot defeat the Mouse King because of his missing jaw.
Remember?
What, he was going to bite the Mouse King?
But remember, Fritz?
I remember.
His jaw.
That's right. And to defeat someone is basically to beat them. If you defeat the other person, you win. They are the losers. You are the winners. For example, if you're playing baseball or basketball or any sport, your team would want to defeat or to beat the other team. It's not always in a fight. It's in any kind of contest.
And then Marie is also in the dream because our article says Marie throws a shoe
at
the Mouse King to scare it away.
That's right. Just as he's about to kill the Nutcracker, she takes off her shoe, throws it, hits the Mouse King, and she saves the Nutcracker. But then she wakes up feeling as though the dream were real. Wow, it was one of those dreams where you almost feel like it's actually happening. You can often wake up kind of upset and worried after a really realistic dream like that.
And that's happened to me before.
Really?
So we've come to the end of our first day of this story, right?
Okay.
But please stay tuned because we still have our For You Chat.
Cool.
For You Chat.
All right, our For You Chat question is about Christmas and specifically about gifts. Well, I guess it could be about birthdays, too.
Yeah.
Christmas, birthdays, maybe Chinese New Year, or times you often get a gift. So here's our question. Angeline, what is the best gift anyone has ever given you, and why? Why did you like this special great gift?
Good question. I like gifts that are handmade.
Oh, okay.
Okay. One year, my brother, he was going to go to the army.
Okay.
In Singapore, okay?
Ah.
So he was going to leave Canada for about 2 years, and I wouldn't see him for 2 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
So he gave me a gift.
What did he give you?
What did he give me? Mm-hmm. Well, he made me an airplane ticket.
He made you an airplane ticket.
Yes, so it looked exactly like an airplane ticket.
Okay.
Like the boarding pass.
Okay.
And on the boarding pass, it said from Vancouver to Singapore.
Okay.
Okay, so this looks like it's maybe a card, but actually I could use that gift to get an actual ticket from him.
Really?
He was going to pay for my trip from Vancouver to Singapore.
I was going to say, if you go to the airport with a handmade airplane ticket, that won't work.
No.
They won't let you on the plane. But I see. So this is sort of like a coupon or something you can trade in later to get something real, to get money or, in your case, an airplane ticket. What a cool idea. So you used it.
I didn't.
You didn't use it?
I forgot to use it.
What do you mean you forgot to? Can you still use it now?
You know, I have to ask.
You should ask. You should find out.
I should find it, actually.
And it might be good because now you're in Taiwan. It's not so far to Singapore.
Exactly.
What an interesting gift. So
what
there you go.
You?
Handmade gifts are very good. Probably the gift that I got, and I don't actually use this gift, but I got a guitar, a bass guitar when I was 15 or 16. I've had a few more since then, but just being able to play, learning how to play, has taken me to many great places, and I've met many wonderful people and had some good times.
That is a great gift.
So that's one that's really been good in my life, you know, the gift of music and specifically playing the bass guitar. What about you guys? What's the best gift you ever got? Why was it so great? Have a chat about that, and don't forget to come back tomorrow when we'll have part two of our story of the Nutcracker, because when we left, Marie was throwing shoes at mice and things were getting scary. So we'll see you back here very, very soon.
Bye-bye.
The Nutcracker and the Mouse King. It's Christmas Eve. Mary and Fritz are talking about the Christmas presents they want. They are both looking forward to seeing what their godfather, Drosselmeyer, will give them. He is an inventor and makes wonderful toys. Drosselmeyer arrives and gives the children a nutcracker shaped like a toy soldier. Fritz is disappointed. He thinks it's ugly and only good for breaking nuts. He breaks so many nuts with it that the Nutcracker's jaw falls off. Mary is upset when she learns that it's damaged, though. Their mother says Godfather Drosselmeyer can fix it, but not until tomorrow. Mary decides to stay under the Christmas tree, hugging the nutcracker until she drops off. That night, she dreams the nutcracker and all the toy soldiers come to life and fight an army of mice. The mice are led by a huge seven-headed mouse king. The nutcracker cannot defeat the mouse king because of his missing jaw. Mary throws a shoe at the mouse king to scare it away. She wakes up feeling as though the dream were real. Vocabulary Review.
Inventor. The inventor earned a lot of money from the machine he created. Jaw. I got punched in the mouth, and now my jaw hurts. Upset. Melissa was upset and spent all day crying in her room. Damage. Be careful not to get into any accidents or damage the car. Hug. Mark always squeezes people too tight when he hugs them.